And welcome, everybody, to another episode of VAA, the podcast. I'm your host, once again, Big T Unit 1. And once again, we also have Adam in the room. We've also added a new bit of flavor to the chat, a little bit of estrogen to all this testosterone.
Excuse me?
See, people, I bet you didn't think we'd make it to a third episode.
So without any further ado, Cydonia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Now, per usual on this show, just to enlighten people who are listening to this for the first time, this is just a perspective on the VAA. We're just talking about either great productions, voice acting in general, or just shooting the usual shit.
Which that will be censored.
Of course it will.
Dear.
Anyway, we were going to first talk a bit to Cydonia, just because she is one of the very avid users of the original project scheme that we have on the VAA. She released a new one recently. Why don't you tell us a bit about it?
Basically, it was formed from... I used to be a moderator on another website called Elf Town, okay? And don't hate me.
No, I'm not going to hate you, but you just made me think of something else immediately.
I'm trying to assume what this kind of website would represent, you know?
It Elf had Town. A lot of... it was kind of fantasy-ish, and it had a lot of wiki pages and stuff.
Fetishized, or was it just, I love elves?
No.
Where is your head, dude?
I don't know.
There's little kids.
But we used to roleplay on there quite a lot, and Altered Mindset was part of a roleplay. But
that's actually interesting.
I've kind of like built on the story from that.
So it was one of those situations where afterwards you went, you know what, this is actually a decent idea.
Yeah, the roleplay didn't get very far, so I thought, right, okay, this is a really good idea. Why let it go to waste? So I just thought, bring it to life, you know?
Mm-hmm. I see that you have already released episode 2, and it seems to be getting a lot of positive attention on the board. You're at 33 comments by episode 2. That's pretty impressive for an original production.
It's quite overwhelming, to be honest, because I didn't think it would get that far. I mean, this is my first radio play ever, and it's my first original project, so it's kind of like, wow.
Now that this is your first one, do you think this is going to be a last one, or would you ever have in the future plan?
Weren't you just saying the other day that you had like another idea?
I do. And I was whispering to myself whilst trying to go to sleep. I've already scripted like half of the first episode of this one already. So,
right on. How far do you expect Altered Mindset to go on? Is it going to be one of those longer series, or you have it already planned out of where it's going to end or anything like that?
I think it's going to be a long one.
All right. It's definitely one of those shows that everyone should follow.
With Altered Mindset, there was actually a lot of people who I'd never really heard. Got a chance to hear.
I mean... I know Mizura's been around for... I've probably said her name completely wrong, but...
Mizura?
She's been around for... Yeah, Mizura. Yeah. She's been around for quite a while, but I've just never really had the chance to work with her until now. But she just fits Scarlet like a glove. And then there's Gan as well, who I haven't worked with either. But he's excellent.
I've worked with Gan before. I had a radio play he was in. Yeah, he's very professional, and he tends to have very good quality to his acting. It's very energetic.
It's really cool to see people in projects that you haven't heard before, and especially when I don't know what it is, I just like meeting other voice actors. I'm really
get to meet me
to,
soon.
Yeah, I know. See, this is also gonna be another promo for Matt Allen Con, which happens in 2 weeks.
26th.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Holy shit, that came fast.
Yeah, I fly out on Sunday. Oh, a week awesome. On Sunday.
Is this your first trip to America?
It certainly is.
Are you going to have like a hamburger while here? It's kind of our thing.
Well, I mean like 2 hamburgers,
Right on. We do it by double sizes, I mean.
Exactly. Like 2 patties on one, right?
Yeah. Exactly. They don't have regular cheeseburgers anymore. They're all doubles. And usually have bacon and maybe some fried vegetable on it.
Just a vegetable.
Well, they went, you know what? Lettuce isn't good enough unless it's crispy and fried.
Oh, goodness.
I'm just you, it's not really
so to those of you who are in the New York area or around here, you should come to Manhattan for Matt Allen Con
being the admin's particular con of VAA meetup.
See, last time I made badges. I might make badges again this year.
Ooh. Well, last one had like what, 20, 30
people there? I made like 10. And like 20 people came and I was like, oh, I misjudged this.
That's what she said. Oh, anyway.
Boom.
Oh.
Bam. I took the obvious yeah. route. Boom.
He did. But winning. Anyway, I'm trying to make a winning.
Winning.
So sorry.
Winning to winning.
Durr. Yeah, it's winning. In transitioning from.
Transitioning. Winning.
At least it's
transitioning.
To.
Transitional phrase.
I want to transition to auditions. Since we're going on the concept of like original productions and seeing people you haven't seen before or heard people you haven't heard before. When you're looking for auditions and you see people that have no history on the forum that you just don't know anything about and they have this project that seems very in-depth, how likely are you to audition for it and like take it seriously? Or is history and presence like important in deciding if you're going to audition for a project?
I don't know.
Well, on a personal standpoint, I mean, a lot of times, unless someone I know has done it or he has a history of finishing projects, it's kind of an unreliable standpoint. I mean, if you have a pretty steady knowledge that, oh, this will actually be made, it's worth the risk to try out for it because, you know, more often than not, these productions just do not get made.
Yeah, I think at least most of us have been in at least one production that caught our eye to do, and then we got all the lines for it, and then all of a sudden it just stopped.
One.
Which one was yours?
I have a lot. You know, I've auditioned for a lot of things.
I didn't audition that many times. You know, I was more like, oh, you want me in something? All right, cool. Scout me. I had one project that I thought was going to be really good. I got into it. I mean, it was my first real project that I auditioned for and got a role. I was kind of excited about it, and then it just stopped and then heard nothing from it.
Well, that's kind of the depressing, and sometimes you get so excited about trying out for something because it's like, oh, I'm actually going to jump in this and try out for it. Oh, boy, I'm going to put my...
I was scouted for it in a sense. That's another weird thing. She's
well,
like...
that's stupid.
It sounds a bit cliche, but you might as well take a risk. It might change your life. You don't know, do you?
Yeah, well, this was like 2008. I got it, and the first episode, oh, my God, it was so bad. Like, not the production, I was just so bad. Oh, my God.
Well, I remember doing a production that got to the point where I got scouted for it. I recorded all the lines for it, and there were a lot of lines. I was the main character. It was a flash of some kind. I don't even remember what it's called anymore. But it even had a parody of a Nickelback song I had to sing, which what? Destroyed my soul anyway, having to do Nickelback. Anyway, I record... This is, you know, I've sent about 500 megabytes worth of audio, and then I get a message back about 24 hours later going, I decided to quit because animating's too hard.
Animating's too hard.
Too hard to animate. Well, that defies all bloody reason,
really?
Doesn't it?
Go look at Newgrounds. 90% of the people who have stuff on there can't animate for shit.
Pokemon starters. Anyway.
Oh, burn. But that was his second
you.
One.
Oh, you.
That was his
I'm
second
just a stinker.
Animation.
Shall we continue?
We shall continue. I did want to bring up a discussion I ended up having with a professor about, this is more of a voice acting end as opposed to the particulars of the website, but the rise of celebrity usage in the world of voice acting.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bringing up a lot of the subject of watching as some of the more commercial jobs, you know, the ones usually going to voice actors for narration spots for Walmart, Discovery, any major company is being taken over by big name celebrities. You're hearing, you know, Morgan Freeman, Donald Sutherland, any Sutherland really, just huge number of different kind of actors and actresses getting involved as opposed to voice actors. I find this kind of disturbing trend overall. I mean, people can complain on the end of movies, of course, but you know, that logic makes sense to me. Some person will pay to listen to Jack Black play a panda, even though he has a very, very generic voice. It's like, why the f*** would you cast Owen Wilson as a car? That's the most generic voice in the world. It really is.
I think it's all about the draw. It's all about the making the profit and the draw. Even though professional voice actors who've been doing this, you know, for their life and focus on it, even though they're better talented, no one knows who the hell they are. You put them... I mean, here's another thing. I just read this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's the movie? Mars Needs Moms or whatever? It's not exactly a movie I'm going to see because it looks pretty stupid. But Seth Green apparently did all the motion captures for an 11-year-old kid and did the voices, but they took out his voice because as a 37-year-old man, he can't sound like an 11-year-old boy, but he can mimic the body language of an 11-year-old boy. And so then they brought in some little kid to do the voice for him. But during like the promotion for it, Seth Green's out there doing it because no one knows who the hell this little kid is doing the voice.
Oh, Seth Green was in Mass Effect 2 as Joker. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is.
He's a voice actor.
I still have to get Mass Effect 2.
He's the voice actor for Joker. He's been a voice actor actually for quite a few things. He's actually
he's pretty good.
What the hell? Seth Green was in Heroes.
He's in Family Guy, Robot Chicken.
I'm not pursuing voice acting as a job or anything, so it doesn't really affect me that much, but I think it's a great point that you brought up, because I know you're looking into doing more, trying to break into professional voice acting. And
no, so, neither am I. I'm more looking into the writing side.
I'm kind of looking for both. I want to go between winning and never look back.
I mean, I don't want to use this as a really bad excuse. I mean, where I live, it's not the best place to actually try and get into it, so.
I think that's what's so great about the internet and social networking now is... There's so many, like, voices, you know, what is it, Voices 123? Yeah. It's just you can get jobs online and just send it to the people through email.
And on the
you don't need to be anywhere.
And on your standpoint, Sidonia, your voice, though, is rather pleasant. Usually when people look for voice actors, they're looking for, surprisingly nowadays, especially for advertisements, accents. So there's a huge market for that. Maybe not, you know, locally, but I'm pretty sure there's a huge market for kind of voice out there.
Yeah,
I mean, I do like whenever I think about it, oh, should I just stop voice acting? But I listen to like Sarah First and Shady Vox and Amy Ann recently, who I've listened to, and I'm thinking they hide their accents so well, and it's like if they can do it, then you know they're not stopping, they're still going at it. So that sounds terribly
wrong. You hide your accent really well.
I do.
At the same time, love the accent. Love
it. It's a great accent. Yeah, I was really surprised when I heard your normal voice. I was like, wow, that's so different.
I know. It's stupidly soft.
You really do. Oh my God.
So everyone listening out there, this is Sidonia's voice. Sidonia's voice, go.
Hello.
Minds are blown.
Winning.
Winning.
So we touched on, you know, altered mindset. We touched on some auditions that we only mentioned out of sheer laughability.
I did want to ask you, Sidonia, if there's any particular productions that you found to be interesting that you might have noticed, maybe not on the site, but something you could definitely vouch for in voice acting ability and just nice little production you've noticed.
There's quite a few, you know? I mean, I can't really just point out obvious ones or just, you know, one in particular. I mean, I quite like, I'm not going to say this just because he's my friend, but I really like Mick Tricky's Relesthesia. Can't say the name of it. Relesthesia.
Is it on the site?
Yeah, it's an original radio play.
Did I not see that one?
I know he has
Eternal Genesis.
That one too. Yeah, I really like that one. He released a couple of trailers for it, I think. I don't think there's a full episode for it yet. But yeah, I think he's just waiting for lines for it and stuff, but
Oh, lines.
I know. I've been really lucky with my lines. Altered mindset, so.
And McTricky's definitely proven himself as a very skilled mixer.
Brilliant. I've met Tricky twice now. He's fantastic.
What about you, Travis?
Any ones I've noticed particularly?
Yeah, well, you know what? We don't have to go in depth with them, but, you know, it's a good shot that we're not going to, like, have a lot of these people on to, like, promote their own stuff. You know, we can always go into detail with it if we ever get them on or another date, but at least enough to steer people in the directions of like, hey.
There seems to be a, I'm looking at the original radio play section, I just noticed one called White Feathers.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I have seen that around. Yeah. Is it like an owl on the top of the thread?
Yeah.
That's an owl.
And the user's name is Jaong, maybe? Jaong? And I haven't listened to it yet, but I mean, if they're going all the way to episode 3, and it looks pretty well built to get a little system, you are going to get a bump regardless, especially since there's only one comment for 3 episodes. People, listen to your radio plays, please.
You know what? That brings up a peeve of mine. Maybe it's not a peeve per se, but it's like, I guess it's kind of disappointing when the people in your project don't at least respond to the release of your project. It's like, hey guys, I'm giving you updates and you're voicing it, so you're obviously interested. Hey, it's released. And I haven't heard.
Hey, Adam,
shit.
I apologize for not leaving a critique yet.
Oh, not you. You actually did mention stuff.
I was about to say, are you pointing at us in particular? It's like, no, I hate when you do it, Travis.
No, you guys actually say stuff. I mean, she does owe me a review, but she did post in there. And
God, you're such a bitch.
I know, right?
No, but it's not that. It's, I don't know, I've just seen the downward trend, you know.
With a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Sorry, continue.
No, it's cool. So,
would you please anybody? Okay.
So I'm just saying, I don't know if
winning.
That's... Winning!
Sorry.
Is that the name of this episode?
It is going to be called Winning. As we said in the last episode, we're going to leave the a certain section of each podcast open for a question. This time, question is by our guest, Cydonia. So go ahead.
Okay, so depending on how long you've been voice acting for, how much would you say of your life, like timing in months or weeks or days, hours, minutes, seconds, how much time do you think you've spent recording lines and auditions for people? If you add it all up, how long do you think?
Including auditions and all the lines recorded for people and just everything I've recorded, period.
All recording time.
Oh, man. You know, I've recorded hundreds of projects and hundreds of auditions on top of that. That's thank. Good God. It'll probably be quicker for Adam. Adam, give an answer.
You're a d- It probably would, because it's like, I don't audition much because I can manipulate my voice. I don't because it's very embarrassing and I don't think I'm that good at it. So for me...
It's a pretty good question. I'm not being modest, you know.
You should be very arrogant about this because this is a very good question. It makes you have to think, isn't it?
Oh man, Matt.
It makes you wonder how much dedication you've put to it.
I at least have an hour and a half recording session lately anyway when I'm recording lines, because I'll just record it straight through. For me, it's really not that much. It's probably about maybe 25 hours. I also haven't been in that many projects, you know, not including my own. You know, the only other projects I've really been in was Dreamcatcher. Dreamcatcher is the only one that I've actually auditioned for legit and got it, not because I knew the person who was doing it. And that's the only one that I'm in another one. I auditioned recently. I'm in someone else's, but yeah, mine's like maybe about 25 hours.
I would put together. I'd probably add up mine to somewhere around 3 weeks.
That sounds more like you.
Yeah. Because I've actually done entire days of recording before, same. And all those tend to kind of add up. A few hour recordings are pretty common. 3 weeks, I'd say, that probably would be a safe area. I mean, honestly, I've done more training and preparing than actual recording.
Yeah. But,
I mean, if we added that, that'd be about 19 years, about. I mean, if that's including training, but if it's just straight out recording, I'd say 3 weeks.
I mean, I've only really been in clips and stuff, so I usually record all my lines straight through.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on how long the clip is, it would be like, I don't know, double that or something, because obviously I'm watching the clip whilst I'm
Solve
recording.
For X.
So it's only recently that I've really got into full episode dubs.
Oh, man.
Only now and again. So they're like 20 minutes long.
That's pure torture sometimes. I mean, the people who make full episode dubs, I mean, more power to you. But especially when you're kind of the recurring character, mm-hmm. when you have half your script of, huh? You start getting really pissed off by the end of it.
I think it's about a couple of weeks or so, maybe.
Oh, wow. So you've been really active lately, I guess.
Yeah. Been at it 2 years now.
I feel so inadequate in comparison.
Oh, bullshit.
Hey, 5 Travis, hours. Travis.
Uh-huh.
Travis, uh-huh. we are winning.
Winning. We're going from winning to winning. Going from, I know.
Can't be sick of winning.
You can never be sick of winning. The only way you'd be sick of winning is if you're starting to lose. And then you're like, hey, why aren't I winning again?
Because you're not planning ahead.
It's tiger blood, man.
If Charlie Sheen could voice any anime character, who would he voice?
He would probably voice Kamina and then change his name to Charlie Sheen.
Called it.
Don't believe in yourself. Believe in the Charlie Sheen that believes in you.
Giant mech Charlie Sheen.
God, I'm going to have so much fun with Photoshop tomorrow. So, Cydonia, are there any projects you're voicing for coming up that you wanted to mention?
I'm trying to think.
Starting a lawnmower?
Naruto, the full season dub.
Is that really going to be a full
Are you being serious
dub?
About that?
Or is that like...
Oh, totally. I'm playing Hinata because everyone says I sound like Stephanie Shea. So it's a dream role for me, you know? Of course, I'm bloody joking.
Thank God.
Okay, I was about to say.
Get the hell
Cydonia,
out.
For shame.
Get the hell out.
Man, we are winning on that play. One because we believed it.
Winning! Anyway.
No, I don't think I've really got any, but I've got what I need to record for. I've got... Adam's thing, but
yeah, you don't have I like it. I was like,
winning.
It's like, all right, I'm just gonna.
Winning's a perfect transition.
It's follow my ruin, right?
Yes.
I get to play a drunk chick.
Who curses a lot.
Now, that's something that we always talk about, you know, things we're complaining about. I'll have to admit something that makes me happy. Playing someone who's drunk. That is the most fun voice acting you could ever do.
Yeah, I tried to do a drunk voice in my demo, which I did today, but I just couldn't pull it off properly. So, oh, well.
I do think, though, to an extent, you either have to watch people drunk or get drunk yourself to get the right mindset.
Yes.
Because a lot of people also just kind of go, I was drunk. But, you know, I haven't met any drunk.
So what I did instead was I did a voice for someone who had a hangover. So it was like, oh, man. It's kind of the same.
It's kind of the opposite end, but it's still hilarious.
Yeah.
It's just funny to put more accent on the fact you can't get words out. Are you good?
I'm you very, good, very drunk. Winning?
Charlie Sheen doesn't get drunk.
He gets Charlie Sheened.
Drunk gets Charlie Sheened.
Yes.
He is the most interesting man in the world.
I hope he's in the new person on the Dos Equis commercial. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
Charlie Sheen is the most interesting man in the world. I just drink beer. But if I had to drink a beer, it'd be Dos Equis.
This is good. This is good, guys. This is good. We're actually trying to help people with their drunk voices. So keep everything in that we're talking about.
Yes, absorb it like the booze that's going into your veins.
Yeah.
He doesn't watch porn. He doesn't rent porn videos.
He watches his interviews.
Porn stars rent him.
Is he going to become the next Chuck Norris?
Yes, he is.
Oh, no. Oh,
I don't sleep. I wait.
I don't read books. I stare them down until they give me the information I want.
Oh, God.
I did want to ask you again about altered mindset about something, you know, because when people listen, they might be interested in getting involved. Will there be any new characters that will be auditionable?
No, I'll be scouting for all of... Well, yeah.
Okay, then, so, to all those who want to be in it, work to impress.
There will be one new character in episode 3, so look out for that.
Is it a boy or a girl?
As it Professor is a Rock boy. Would say.
A girl.
It's both. It's both, actually.
Wait, oh, what?
It's a hermaphrodite. What?
Just oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, altered just, mindset. What? I get no. it. I kind of figured, I was like, oh, my altered mindset. I finally get it.
It makes sense now. Even though technically it makes sense in the first and second episode.
Well, yeah.
What?
Oh, God. The dragon.
Yeah.
I listened to it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I listened to it out in front of a bar on Saturday.
Looking for the time of your life. On a Saturday night, looking for the time of
actually,
your life.
Actually, no, I was actually at a Japanese buffet at that point in time.
Well, I had the time of my life, and I never felt this
wow.
way before.
Yeah, you know, he can sing. Travis
and
can
I
do anything.
Swear. Sorry, I went off.
It's the truth that I owe it all to you.
There's so much winning in this podcast. Good Lord.
There is a radio play that I would like to suggest people to listen to.
ORLY. Sorry.
Well, I'm just saying, just because it's got no replies at all, and everyone should at least have a post. At least the people who voice acted it should at least post.
Uh-huh.
Well, where's your post?
Okay.
Who said I'm in it? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Huh?
Hey, you're a mod. Come on, man.
Doesn't mean
you're just,
shit.
You're just supposed to.
Listen, I'm organizing this stuff, okay? I don't need to, like, post. But...
Oh, and if it wasn't obvious to all those people who are listening, Cydonia is also a moderator, so look out!
That's right. All of us are mods, aren't we? We're all mods.
We're all mods.
That's right.
Holy sh**. I'm a mod from the future.
Yeah. Wow. There's one thing about this. I mean... Oh, you are in it. You didn't comment. You you are a
I commented on Skype.
That does
counts.
Not count.
Shut
well,
up.
You
Your
better.
Comment on Skype is invalid, and you are not winning.
It's you just, are everyone, not winning.
Everyone should at least, you know, comment on something. And anyway, this guy was trying to get this out for a while, and then there was, like, cast issues or something. I don't remember. And so we got the first one out. I think the second one's coming out soon. It's got a lot of potential. It's called Haunt.
Haunt
yeah.
Deliverance.
Yes. Go comment on it. Go give it a listen and leave comments. It's like I said, it's got a lot of potential. and he's very into it, and he seemed very dedicated to get it done.
And that's, I think, is also one of the big reasons why we have you on the show, Zydonia, is the fact that we know you're dedicated to the radio play, to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a, you know, dedication does speak volumes about what you create. And you can always, you know, voice, I love this thing. And a lot of times, if you love something, you will put the effort forth towards it. It's not like, oh, this is great, but I'm not going to really try. Unless that's you're just one point. Of those kind of people.
So we haven't heard much from you recently, at least in terms of production.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you're like trying to do?
Well, as a matter of fact, I will use that segue and say yes. Well, one thing is that I had a radio play out, Single Female and Haunted, that got to episode 2.
Really?
I have a lot of lines from episode 3 in. There's a few characters I still need to recast, specifically the main character that's kind of put a halt on that particular production.
Oh, God, yeah.
Excuse me? That sounded quite raunchy.
Yeah, we're going to ignore that, because I realized that after I said that, I was like...
And if Zydonia are interested, I'll send you a link. And then I just got into the situation where I started writing scripts. Like, man, I just have to revive an idea. Ooh. So I'm going to be working on a radio play coming up, working kind of the preset on it. I'm getting some art done for it. It's called The Rock Star. I'm going to be throwing
up auditions.
Are you
doing auditions for it?
I am going to be doing auditions for it.
Wow, you're a brave son of a... that's very brilliant of you to do. Well, give people a chance.
I like to walk my talks. Basically, the big premise about it is the only thing I'm going to weigh on the vagrants is a badass female superhero. That's as far as I'm going to go with that. So I'm going to be holding auditions pretty soon. I'm going to wait for a little bit more of the art come in. Then I'm going to leave it open for about 3 weeks, maybe. You did mention earlier, Zydonia, that you want to get into writing. Mm-hmm. What kind of writing were you mentioning? Is it novel writing? Are you talking about script writing?
I've got so many unfinished novels, like you wouldn't believe. So they're both, really, I guess. More radio plays, more novels. So,
is there any, are there any samples of your writing anywhere on the web that people can check out?
Elftown.
Oh, Elftown. All right. We're going to bring up Elftown again.
Yes, back to Elftown.
All right. If you
Which
are...
I never really go on anymore, so...
So it's just kind of sitting there at this point?
Yeah.
You should, you know, you should post some. I'm sure, you know, since we brought it up, people are going to be very curious.
Yeah, I wrote a few short stories for my college work, so I should try and get those out somewhere.
And, you know, the Voice Acting Alliance, although pushing for a lot of voice acting in general, has also a huge market for writers and creators. You know, if you end up creating your own series at all, you have to have some love of writing.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely like to give plugs to people who are creative in that aspect. Have you ever thought about turning any of those writings beyond Alter Mindset, of course, any of those writings into productions of any kind?
Once or twice, but I think Alter Mindset is really the main one. That's the only one that I've really tried to actually progress on. So yeah, just that one really.
And as we said, Altered Mindset's definitely a series you should follow, because there's a dedicated producer involved, there should be some dedicated voice actors involved, and overall just a great production.
It's a bit of a mind censored.
I'm not going to front, I love mind I love...
Censored?
Seriously.
So the mission I'm leaving out to the listening audience is go listen to Altered Mindset and leave a comment. That is the challenge I'm leaving all of you.
What do you guys prefer? To hear more responses based on the plot and hearing and listening to people and what they think of the characters and where it's going? Or do you prefer to hear about the quality of the production and how well people are doing?
Acting-wise, do you mean?
Yeah, acting-wise. Well, production-wise as well. I mean, like, the clarity of the sound effects and the mixing and the timing and as well as the acting-wise.
Well, being a part of it myself, like, because I voice Melanie as well, it's kind of nice to hear both. But I guess, like, I get more of a kick out of, like, people saying how my writing is good. I mean, people have commented on that quite a lot, and it's quite nice to hear that. So it's like, hey, I do have a brain.
But I think also...
You are winning after all. Yeah,
such a winner. Also, I feel like commenting not only on the production aspect and kind of tweaking that, but also talking about the actors, is just all part of a balanced breakfast when it comes to critiques.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, as I've been a producer myself, I love to be able to hear what people think of the voice actors that are involved. I love them getting their just due, because without the voice actors, it just wouldn't be good. So even though I was the one who mixed it, they're the babies behind it. They're the ones. Yeah, they're the ones.
The projects
who
fall apart if the voice actors aren't doing anything. And I think a lot of producers need to shut the f*** up and realize that.
God, I see... you want me just to censor this like crazy?
Yeah, I do. It's funny that way. Well, I've seen stories about producers just being assholes.
I love how you had to add that inside. There,
I'm sorry.
No, just don't apologize. We're assholes. You can say whatever you want.
I did want to say thank you to Cydonia for showing up to the show. Thank you very much. That was very entertaining.
It was extremely entertaining. Especially last minute.
You're welcome.
And once again, it's a traditional way to leave the show. From all of us here at the Voice Acting Alliance, the podcast, I'm Big T, Unit 1.
I'm Adam.
I'm Cydonia.
Signing off. Stay classy, VAA.
We are, I don't know, winning. Every second, the winning. Oh my God, we are winning.
Drug test online.
Oh wait, can't process it. Losers winning.
Bye-bye.